Did you notice how this music simply collapsed, its energy completely spent? That's how it happens, isn't it? How long can any of us sustain that ripping, shredding, soul-searing level of emotion before we are utterly spent? Mahler gets close, often much too close, I think. Near the end of this second movement, after emotional trials and tribulations too numerous to discuss under these brief circumstances, Mahler gives us a glimpse of genuine joy, a triumphant hymn that, while it cannot be sustained here for very long, in this movement, it nevertheless promises us that all things will pass, and that perhaps sometime in the future, older and wiser, we will transcend our pain and enter, emotionally and spiritually, a better, more enlightened place. Please, Mahler Symphony No. 5, Movement 2, the closing or almost closing hymn in D major. This extraordinary hymn to life that we hear near the end of the second movement, as I said before, cannot now be sustained, and the dark, more tragic music of the second movement returns. But this hymn itself will return when we arrive at the fifth movement, where it will dominate, indeed overwhelm, the grieving of the earlier movements. The third movement of Mahler's fifth comprises the second large section of the symphony. It is here, in this extraordinary scherzo, that Mahler reactivates the living soul within us by activating the body through dance. The dances contained within this movement are wonderful, and they run the gamut from a simple, rustic, life-affirming three-step, a Landler, to a melancholy Viennese waltz. Again, the dramatic metaphors in this movement are many. We'll have to explore them another time. In lieu of a detailed analysis, let us at least sample the rustic and outgoing opening of the movement. Mahler Symphony 5, Movement 3, Opening. The fourth movement is the famous Adagietto. The astonishing, otherworldly lyricism of this movement balances the ferocity of the second movement, even as it wistfully and knowingly allows us to acknowledge our loss and remember the deceased without becoming hysterical. We have, it would seem, by the third movement, mastered our grief to the extent that we can remember the best without feeling our worst. Mahler, Symphony No. 5, Movement 4, Opening.